Roto-Grinders presents the Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Bringing you up-to-the-minute industry news.
Time for me to tell you about the biggest tournament in the history of daily fantasy sports.
Interviews from the biggest names in the industry.
The one and only Kondia. Head Chopper joins us now to talk about this weekend in daily fantasy football. Now on the podcast, Napster Man.
And game analysis to save you time and help you build your bankroll.
Both the salary and the matchup are just too good. If you are not playing him in your head-to-head game, you are just going to lose.
Here is your host, the one and only, Dan Bock.
Hey everyone, welcome to a special edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix Podcast. Of course, it's the All-Star Week. We try to mix things up a little bit because, let's face it, not a whole lot of the daily fantasy basketball research for us to do. So I thought we'd tell you about one of the better stories happening in the DFS space right now. It was about a year ago. We had our next guest on the podcast with us. She was the big winner of the Playboy Fantasy Basketball Championship, and we check back in with her a year later to see how things are going. It is the one, the only, username P. Miles, but her name is Pam. Welcome back to the podcast, Pam. How are you?
I'm good. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, and you know, I'm not going to lie. After our last conversation, when you really ended up defeating all the big boys in a contest in fantasy basketball, which you were new with, I honestly didn't know if I'd ever hear of you again. But here we are a year later, and I caught wind of a story from the local television affiliate out in Houston talking about this mother of two who has basically become a daily fantasy professional, and lo and behold, it is you. Wow. I mean, I have to say, I'm impressed. So we got to kind of catch back up and see what happened here. First off, take us through what it was like, you know, for the people who weren't listening that first go around, winning that $100,000. And how did that really open your eyes up to daily fantasy, especially in a game of skill? Because you went into that tournament in a pretty unique way compared to most.
Absolutely. When I went into that tournament, I had qualified on football, as you know, and I actually had to go there and play fantasy basketball, and I didn't know anything. I mean, if you look at that lineup today, I kind of look at it and go, how was I ever able to go there and win? I mean, I guess it was just, I don't know, just random.
Well, there was, I believe, big injury that day, if I remember correctly.
There was. It was Anthony Davis, and I avoided Anthony Davis only because I had watched a basketball game with him the week before, and he had actually gone off the court, and me not knowing anything except for the fact that I cannot have a person that's not going to be in my lineup sitting on the bench. Well, I didn't even understand that Anthony Davis is probably one of those big superstars that everybody's going to play. That never even crossed my mind.
But see, you were just ahead of your—you were ahead of your time, Pam. Because we all know that now about Anthony Davis. Now nobody wants to play him for that reason.
Absolutely, because even now, when I see Anthony Davis, I always think I probably shouldn't even play tonight. Because if I play and he's in someone else's lineup, I'm probably going to lose. But at the time, I didn't know that. And you know, people are asking me, "Well, why didn't you play Anthony Davis?" And I was like, "Well." Never even really crossed my mind that I should be playing him. So anyway, you know, it was just kind of, I'm sure, dumb luck, but.
Well, you put a lot of work into that anyway. I mean, the fact that you, like you said, you walked into that tournament with zero experience in hoops.
I did.
And it was your day. There's no question about it. Now, after the fact, did you just keep playing daily fantasy hoops? How did, you know, your daily fantasy play continue after you had that big win?
Well, I kept working, and you know how hard it is to do research, you know, be up to the minute on what is happening with everyone, if they're sitting, if they're playing, and it was just kind of stressful. And I felt like, you know, I've worked all my life, you know, as you know, I'm 50 years old. I've always had a job. I've always gone to work 8 to 5. And I just felt like it was my time, you know, that I wanted to do something for myself. I felt like I had been doing okay, but I wasn't doing enough. And, you know, I had a job that I was very highly paid, actually. I mean, I walked away from a really good job. And things at work weren't going the way that I wanted them. And I knew in the back of my mind that I had this, you know, I had this big money that I had won that I could use to see if I could actually do it. And so, you know, my husband was like, okay, and he's been very supportive. I know there's some days when he thinks, what have you done all day long? Well, yeah. What I've done all day long now is, as you understand, I've listened to podcasts. I have watched basketball till I'm blue in the face. I don't ever watch anything except for sports. And I feel like I've kind of cranked it to the next level. I'm by no means a pro. I by no means would say that everyone should go out and quit their jobs and start doing this. But I just felt like it was the time in my life where I could do that.
Well, that's incredible. I mean, on a lot of levels that, you know, you kind of took that leap of faith. And how long after was it, after you won that money, did you decide to do that? Was it immediate? Was it six months? What's the timeline there?
About 6 months, because I won in February and I left my job at the end of August. And so since August, I have been kind of really playing more and more. You know, when I started playing, you know, I was playing $2 games, $10 games. And I slowly kind of started to turn that around and, you know, feeling more confident that I really know what I'm doing. I'm still a long ways from where I should be, but
now,
I do feel like I've kind of...
I mean, you were in a great position in a lot of levels. I mean, you've been working for a long period of time in your life. You probably had some nice savings from that on top of the $100,000 mm-hmm. you won there. So, you know, financially, it's always hard to walk away from a sure thing. And that's why, you know, everybody's circumstances are different in terms of whether they should or should not move into that position of doing it. But I'm curious about what maybe some of your coworkers thought, some of your friends thought. Did they think you were crazy for doing this? And did you just quit and say, I'm doing Daily Fantasy? Or were you just going to say, I'm doing something on my own? How did that work in terms of telling people?
Well, I kept telling some of my friends at work that I felt like, I'm like, I really think that I can do this. I really think that I have the, number one, I like sports and I really am good with numbers. I'm good with, you know, like trying to kind of piece it all together. And I just feel like I can do this. And so I, like I said, but one day at work, I just kind of had enough of something that was going on. And I thought in the back of my mind, that's it. I'm done. I'm going to do what I want to do for a change.
Well, that's
and so.
But I
certainly wouldn't recommend people going out there quitting their jobs. You know, when I watched the Channel 11, there, you know, I felt like they had given me I was like this kind of professional person doing this as my full-time job. And it's like, what really didn't, I don't want to say that I really started out to do that. I just felt like that it was my time that I could do that.
And how has it been? I mean, obviously somebody who's done the 9-to-5 grind for a long time. And by the way, she was a accountant, of course, because
yeah.
I'm telling you, like, if you want to be good at daily fantasy sports, take some accounting classes, because you're not the first person I've known. Actually, you're one of many who have walked away from accounting to do daily fantasy sports. There's certainly a correlation between the two. But what is your days like now? I mean, do you have more time to, you know, spend with your husband and your kids? And I mean, do you feel like life in general is more enjoyable now with the flexibility you have?
Oh, absolutely. Of course, both of my children are grown. You know, I have a 30-year-old and a 25-year-old.
Okay.
So they're, you know, they've already started, you know, they're not here, they're off. But my oldest son and my grandson, he lives in Salt Lake City, Utah. So now I'm able to actually pick up and go there when I want. And, you know, that's been a real blessing for me. But
we're talking with Daily Fantasy player P. Miles. You will probably see her. It was funny. I was talking with Jeff El Jefe the other day, and all out of the blue, he goes, P. Miles, she's still playing. She just passed me for like $8,000 in a tournament the other night. And I was like, there you go. And then lo and behold, the story kind of came out about you. So it all certainly fit. Now, let's talk about you as a player. Obviously, we know your prowess in basketball somewhat. Did you find yourself having a pretty successful NFL season? Did you play baseball over the summer? Tell us about, you know, what sports you're kind of best at.
Well, I feel like I'm best at NBA. You know, my oldest son has pointed out to me, because I always said, oh, no, I'm NFL. I'm good at NFL. Well, this year I didn't even really focus on the NFL. I felt like I just could never get a handle on the running backs, and I was just like, okay, I'm not even going to worry about it. I'm going to focus on NBA. Over the summer, I did play the MLB, but, you know, I was working at the time, and that was, you know, no. So I'm looking forward to that. That's coming up, and I'm going to, as soon as the NBA kind of, like, starts to wind down, I'll probably start picking up the baseball.
But. Yeah, and you'll have a lot more time to do, you know, some of the work that it takes. Certainly a game like baseball, very matchup driven, and some of the more time you have to go through and break down those matchups, a lot of times the more successful you'll be. And you know, it's just, you know, I find that one of the, you know, interesting storylines we spoke about last time you were on the podcast was that you certainly don't fit the demographic of your typical daily fantasy sports player. You know, when we look at the commercials out there, you know, a lot of people like to use the bro mentality of, you know, what they're trying to push. Have you come across any other, you know, women that are, you know, playing this, at least in your circle of friends or confidants who've jumped into this space? I mean, obviously there are a number that do play, but I'm just wondering if there's any that you know personally who have tried this game.
No, I don't really know. I really don't know anybody. I feel like I'm kind of, you know, out there on an island by myself. In fact, I had told the reporter that had interviewed me for the news broadcast, that I'm like, I'm the type of person that if you go into a room, you are never going to be able to find me. You will never be able to pick me out of the crowd. And, you know, I don't really have my sister, you know, I think back to, we were all together at the holidays and, you know, here's football on TV. And here I am with, you know, my son, my youngest son, my brother-in-law, my husband, we're all in a room and all the women are off doing something else. And I'm like, well, I'm just different about that stuff. I guess it's just because I grew up with brothers. I raised two boys, and it's just, I'm not a woman with those kind of women. You know, if you're standing there talking fashion and shoes to me, I'm just not really even paying a bit of attention to you. But those are my friends that,
sure,
you know, do the, you know, but I do try to push it. You know, I'm always like, you know, it's like, if I can do it, surely everyone can do it, right?
Yeah, I mean, I'm wondering too, like, anytime there's somebody local in the news, you know, word starts to spread. Was there any other, like, did somebody come up to you and be like, I can't believe you play fantasy sports for a little, like, did you get any of that?
No, uh-uh.
Wow.
I used to get it from the guys at work.
Okay.
You know, they were, you know, even with the season long, no one wanted to play season long with me anymore. They were like, no, this isn't going to be fun. But not really. I mean, like I said, you know, nobody's going to know who I am unless, you know, they're playing,
sure,
sports and they play fantasy. You know, they're not going to recognize that I'm a fantasy sports player, and that's what I like to do. But
so let's get back to your play a little bit. Are you more of a tournament player, or do you prefer the cash games? Do you mix them both? How do you attack the DFS game?
I strictly do tournaments.
Okay, so you like the wild, really, up and down, roller coaster nature we get.
Yes, I put together one lineup usually a night, and I roll with it. Either it's a good one or a bad one. I mean, the other night I had one that I was the next day thinking, I'm not sure that I'm ready for this. This is not, you know, so I haven't gotten, I don't know how to handle those emotions about, you know, winning and losing. And, you know, those things are hard because I think, okay, well, this is my job, and I just spent all this time working on this. I thought I had that perfect lineup, and it just crashed.
And I think that's something that is really hard for any tournament player to realize. Even, you know, the interview I did with Eric Hafner, the TPOY, you know, it was something that he mentioned is, you know, he at least had the poker background to handle those type of swings and variants that you see. But for your typical, you know, person who gets into it, even myself, it's hard to deal with, especially a guy who's been moving into tournaments a little bit more this time of year. Well, what's your goals? Do you have a goal in mind? Are you do you want to get back to a live final? Do you chase the qualifiers? Are you more of a bankroll nit and, you know, pay attention to where the lower rake is? What kind of goals do you have in mind here, you know, over the next year?
Well, I certainly try to qualify. I tried very hard to qualify for the Playboy Mansion, you know, at the level that I could qualify for.
Sure.
And I mean, I come within one spot. I think it's B. Calori.
B. Calicor.
He beat me. So I was one away from being there again.
You're not the only one he's beaten. I promise you that. But well, so you didn't. You don't get to defend your crown at least in 2 weeks.
I really wanted to do that because I really wanted people to go, okay, well, she wasn't just that one hit wonder. She actually did go, and then she came back again. So that is definitely a goal of mine, is to get back to a lot. I really wanted to do it this year, but.
Well, Pam, if you know, I'll fill in your footsteps. Okay, just I'll follow your footsteps. I got one in there. I snuck one in, so I'll gladly
be rooting for you.
Take the mantle from you this go around. But you know what? I love kind of shedding light on different people's aspects of daily fantasy, and it sounds like it's really been good to you. Not, you know, everybody looks at it from even a financial standpoint, but throw that out for a minute.
I don't.
The fact that you you know, you talk about it's even from a whole lifestyle standpoint in terms of the way that, you know, you live your life day to day, and it gets you, you know, interested and keeps you following something that you love in sports. I think it's pretty exciting and a pretty good story. And I'm happy you jumped on with us to tell us about it.
Well, thanks for having me. My goal is to actually climb. I keep checking my status on the Roto Grinders and where I'm at. So I'm pushing to get to the, where you see me in that top 100 or something, but I think right now I'm sitting at like 200 and something.
Well, it's a slow grind on the grinders rankings, but hang in there. I'm sure we'll see you up there soon, ladies and gentlemen. Pam Miles, P Miles, somebody's just one of the great people here in the DFS space, and congrats on the success. And I'm sure we'll talk to you again down the road. Thanks so much, Pam.
Thank you for having me.
All right, that does it for this edition here of the Roto Grinders Daily Fantasy Fix. Stay tuned, more great interviews coming up throughout this next week, and be sure to find us SiriusXM Fantasy Sports Radio Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 Eastern Time. Till then, have yourself a great day, and we will see you.